Waiting for your sign? Here it is. Shop Labor Day appliance deals at Lowe's before they're gone. Get up to 45% off select major appliances. Plus, get free delivery, haul away, installation and parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan on purchases of $999 or more. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Brett Sherman pled guilty to the murders of 8 women, Melissa Bartholomew, Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Amberlynn Costello, Sandra Castilla, Valerie Mack, Jessica Taylor, Megan Waterman, Karen Vergata. 17 years of killing from 93 to 2010. 3 consecutive life sentences plus 4 consecutive terms for 25 years to life. He will never leave prison. That part, I can tell you with certainty, is finished. But as part of the plea deal that ended this case, Huerman has agreed to something else. He agreed to sit down with the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit, the people whose entire job is to get inside the operational mind of someone who kills repeatedly and doesn't stop, and walk them through everything. How he chose them, how he planned it, how he hid it, how he went home to his wife and children afterward and carried on like a man who had nothing to answer for. A lot of people hear that and their gut reaction is, why? He's done. He's sentenced. Why give this man a room with an audience? Why let him sit across from federal agents and revisit what he did like it matters? That reaction makes sense. And the answer is 50 years of evidence that says the FBI needs what's inside his head. Not for Huerman, but for the people who haven't been found yet. Robin Dreeke, my co-host on the show, former FBI counterintelligence behavioral analysis chief, has said publicly here on the program, on the likelihood Huerman killed only 8 people over that span is limited to none. And if that's right, the FBI isn't just studying a convicted killer. They're looking for names. We don't have. To understand why the FBI does this, why they've been doing it for decades, and why they built it into this plea deal, you need to understand how the whole program started. And you need to understand that there's a case where a single interview subject's confessions led the FBI to confirm 93 murders across a dozen states, cold cases that had been closed for decades. We'll get to how that happened in just a few moments, because that's the answer to every objection anyone has about what the FBI is doing with Rex Huerman. In the mid-1970s, 2 FBI agents named Robert Ressler and John Douglas started doing something the Bureau had never systematically attempted. They walked into prisons and sat across from convicted killers and asked them to explain themselves. Not to get confessions. The convictions were already done. They wanted to understand the architecture of these crimes, the planning, the victim selection, the escalation, the evasion, why some killers stopped and others couldn't. Between 1979 and 1983, Ressler and Douglas conducted structured interviews with 36 convicted murderers. Edmund Kemper, who killed 8 women, and his own grandparents. John Wayne Gacy, who killed 33 young men. David Berkowitz, Ted Bundy. These weren't casual conversations. The FBI developed a detailed questionnaire with hundreds of questions covering childhood, family structure, relationships, the specifics of every crime. They walked through each killing individually. They checked what the subject said against the case files, looking for where the stories matched and where they didn't. Set on a plane, Robert Ressler sat across from Ed Kempner, a man who stood 6'9" and had already told another interviewer he could twist someone's head off. Ressler asked him to explain step by step how he chose his victims. There was a moment when Ressler hit the buzzer to call the guard. It didn't work. Kempner noticed. He smiled and told Ressler exactly what he could do to him before anyone came. Ressler kept asking questions. That's the kind of nerve the program required. And the payoff was worth it. The data from those 36 interviews became the foundation of modern criminal profiling. Ressler literally coined the term serial killer during this period. The phrase didn't exist in law enforcement vocabulary before the program put it there. If you've watched Mindhunter, you know what I'm talking about. The interviews produced the organized, disorganized offender classification, which is still the most widely used framework for analyzing violent crime scenes anywhere in the world. The premise is straightforward. An organized crime scene, planning a targeted victim, a concealed body, control maintained throughout, tells investigators one thing about who they're looking for. A disorganized scene, impulsive and chaotic with no attempt to hide anything, tells them something entirely different. That distinction, which helps narrow suspects' pools and links cases across jurisdictions, came directly from killers explaining how they operated. That's what the criticism of these interviews misses. The framework that allows investigators to look at a crime scene and make informed assessments about who they're looking for. It didn't come from textbooks or academic theory. It came from someone sitting across from a convicted killer and asking, "Walk me through it." And the program didn't stay academic. These interviews led directly to something called VICAP, the Violent Criminal Apprehension Program, which the FBI launched in 1985. It's a national database of violent crimes built on the behavioral patterns identified through those killer interviews. The idea was simple but revolutionary. If investigators in different jurisdictions could compare the behavioral signatures of unsolved crimes, they could link cases that would otherwise stay isolated. How a killer selected victims, how the crime scene was staged, what was done, what was taken. Those behavioral fingerprints could cross state lines, and even when physical evidence couldn't, a killer operating across 3 different states where no single police department knew about the other cases could be identified through behavioral patterns rather than physical evidence alone. VICAP now contains approximately 85,000 cases and remains the only national law enforcement database that includes both investigative and behavioral information. That database exists because Ressler and Douglas sat in rooms with monsters like Huerman and built the behavioral vocabulary to populate it. And none of this is abstract. In 2001, the Green River investigation in Washington State finally produced an arrest. Gary Ridgway, a truck painter who'd been a suspect for years, was linked to victims through DNA evidence that hadn't existed when the killings began in the early 1980s. Ridgway agreed to a plea deal, confess, and cooperate with the investigators in exchange for being spared the death penalty. FBI profiler Mary O'Toole was brought in to work with him. Ridgway wasn't forthcoming at first. He never is. None of them are. O'Toole has described the process as building up his sense of importance, making him believe the FBI found him uniquely fascinating, worth studying. She used his vanity as a lever. Over 6 months of interviews, Ridgway started talking. He categorized his own victims. Some were what he called special, the ones who fought back, who didn't die easily, those he buried individually, the ones who died quickly, he grouped together. Eventually, Ridgway led investigators to the remains of four previously unidentified women. Families who had spent years not knowing where their daughters were finally got to bury them. Again, not because of DNA, not because of a tip line, because a profiler sat in a room with a man who killed at least 48 women and used his ego to extract the location of bodies he'd hidden for nearly 20 years. That's what cooperation looks like when the FBI controls the process. And the single biggest payoff in the program's entire history makes Ridgway's case look modest. In 2018, a Texas Ranger named James Holland sat down with a 78-year-old named Samuel Little. Little had already been convicted of three murders in Los Angeles based on DNA evidence, but VICAP analysis, the people running the very database those original killer interviews built, had noticed something in the data. An alarming pattern linking Little to far more cases than anyone had realized. Holland used interview techniques refined over the decades of the VAU program and started asking questions. Samuel Little confessed to 93 murders across more than a dozen states over 35 years. The FBI confirmed him as the most prolific serial killer in the United States history. VICAP matched his confessions to cold cases stretching from California to Georgia to Tennessee. Many of Little's victims had been written off. Their deaths were ruled overdoses, attributed to accidental or undetermined causes. They were overwhelmingly black women whose disappearances hadn't generated sustained investigation. Without those interviews, every one of those cases stays closed. Every one of those families keeps waiting for a phone call that never comes. Little drew portraits of his victims from memory. Those drawings were published by the FBI and are still being used to identify remains. An FBI crime analyst who worked the case put it simply. For many years, Samuel Little believed he would not be caught because he thought no one was, according to his victims, the interviews proved him wrong. He thought he was no one. No. Years after the fact, with the man already in prison, the program still found a way to account for the people the system had written off. So when people ask why the FBI should give Rex Heuermann a room and a conversation, the answer is a lot of that. Samuel Little. The answer is Gary Ridgway. The answer is 50 years of structured interviews that have produced a national crime database, a behavioral classification system used worldwide, and the identification of victims whose names would otherwise never be known. Now, does Heuermann benefit from this? Absolutely. Robin's been direct about it on the show. Heuermann's only remaining currency is information and notoriety. He'll control the flow. He'll inflate some things and omit others. He'll try to manage the narrative, dribble out details, make the FBI come back for more. He's doing this for himself to stay relevant, to maintain some illusion of control in a life where he has none left. All of that is true, and the FBI knows it. They've known it since Ed Kemper looked at Robert Ressler in a California prison interview room and said he could rip his head off and place it on the table for the guard to find. They've known it since Ridgway spent months categorizing his own victims by how hard they fought. The Bureau's own published research on interviewing violent offenders acknowledges that the process requires working with their grandiosity. Not against it. That's not a flaw in the system. That is the system. The FBI uses the killer's narcissism as the tool. The killer thinks he's performing. The FBI is documenting behavioral patterns, checking every claim against the physical evidence, and building a data set that will help identify the next one. The distinction between glorification and investigation is who controls the room. A streaming documentary doesn't control the room. A true crime series doesn't control the room. The FBI's behavioral analysis unit controls the room. They have a structured questionnaire with hundreds of questions. They take every case apart, one at a time. They compare statements against evidence the subject doesn't know they have. They're not there to provide a platform. They're there to extract. And what they want to extract from Heuermann matters specifically because he is a fundamentally different kind of interview subject than anyone the BAU has studied at this level. Kempner, Bundy, Gacy, Ridgway, Little, those were analog era killers. Their planning lived in their heads. Their operational scrutiny was physical, body disposal, alibi construction, geographic mobility. Rex Heuermann is more of an early digital age killer. He used burner phones. Investigators recovered 58 hard drives from his basement. His planning document, the one prosecutors called a blueprint for serial murder, was a Microsoft Word file he created around 2000, modified over several years, and eventually deleted, not knowing forensic recovery tools could pull it back. According to prosecutors, that document reportedly contained 87 specific details covering pre-attack preparation, methodology, and disposal. It included a supplies list, notes on what to improve, and timing records. When the FBI's profilers sit across from Heuermann, they won't just be hearing his retrospective account of what he did. They'll be able to check his statements against a written record he created in real time as he was doing it. That almost never happens. Killers lie, they embellish, they minimize, they reshape their narratives to serve whatever they need in the moment. Heuermann wrote his process down while he was living it. The FBI has never had that kind of receipt on a subject before. Beyond the document, there's the question of how he used technology to operate. He allegedly tracked his family's schedules to create four-day killing windows when his wife and children were on vacation. Suffolk County DA said it plainly. Heuermann walked among us, play-acting as a normal suburban dad. In reality, according to prosecutors, he was obsessively hunting women for 17 years. The FBI wants to understand how he pulled that off using modern tools, burner phones, encrypted devices, digital scheduling without anyone catching on. What they learn could reshape how investigators identify and track serial offenders going forward. The behavioral playbook was built on killers who operated before the internet existed. Heuermann is the update. And then there's the number. 8 is what he admitted to. 8 is what the evidence supported for the prosecution. But Heuermann allegedly killed between 93 and 2010, a 17-year span. Robin's assessment, that 8 is almost certainly not the full count. Other investigators share that viewpoint. The BAU interview may be the only path to knowing whether 8 is the true or just the floor. If there are other names, other cases that went cold, other families who never got answers because the investigation never reached them, the FBI sitting in that room is how those answers come. There is no other mechanism. That's the trade. Heuermann gets to feel important for a few days in a room with federal agents. The FBI gets behavioral data that feeds into a system responsible for linking violent crimes nationwide, a system that confirmed 93 murders from a single interview subject, a system that helped families recover remains they'd given up hope of finding. The discomfort of giving a convicted killer a conversation is real. It's also irrelevant compared to what the program produces. The FBI's interview program has never been about understanding evil for its own sake. It's been about the next case. The cold case sitting in a small town department that matches a behavioral pattern identified from an interview conducted 1,000 miles away. The missing person whose disappearance looks like an accident until a signature in the data says otherwise. The family that gets a phone call they stopped expecting decades ago. Rex Heuermann is going to sit in a room and talk about what he did. And he'll think it's about him. It's not. It never was. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. Links are in the description. I look forward to hearing your thoughts. We'll continue our conversations there. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're listening or watching us, whether it's YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Take us on the go. Make sure you got us subscribed in both places so you can watch the show on YouTube and take us with you on your mobile devices. Whatever podcast platform you prefer, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi and boom, there we are. Like a creeper outside your window at night. Okay, not quite like that. Like a podcast you want to listen to. Anyway, press subscribe. We do appreciate that. Until next time, my name is Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers Podcast.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with. Thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons, from tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond. Every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with: thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.